We read from Numbers chapter 6. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, 'The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.' So they will put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them." In Jesus' name, dear fellow students of the Word, today is a most remembered day in our country. In our nation's recent history, it was on 9/11 that our nation was attacked on our own soil. And yet for many of you, I think it is like the last battle of World War II is for me. It happened before I was born. When our country was attacked on 9/11, however, it was a very unsettling time. We did not know what lay ahead, how many more would die in the struggle which began that day. When we begin a new school year, we hope it's not for you such an ominous thing looking ahead. But we do stand on the threshold of time. Behind us lies a trail of joys and sorrows. Ahead of us lies a journey of unknown joys and sorrows. And that unknown part may make us have fears along with the anticipation. We stand on the threshold of time, just as the children of Israel did when they prepared to journey to the promised land, a land already inhabited by Canaanites. They were numbering their armed forces at this time, in itself an ominous suggestion of what the future held for them. And then, as God was spelling out their duties in the days and years ahead, he came with this blessing for them: "The Lord bless you and keep you." We heard those words again yesterday at our chapel, and they're so familiar to us that we are sometimes tempted to skip over them and think rather about what we're going to do next hour or this noon or after school. But what an amazing blessing this is that is spoken to us. The word "bless" comes from an old root that means to bend. To bend the knee in worship is to bless the Lord. But here the Lord bends his knee to stoop down to us in whatever lowly position we might be. And count on it, every position on this planet is lowly in the eyes of God, or compared to him. He sees the future, which we cannot, and he says that he will stoop down to keep, to watch over, to see us in the coming semester, the coming school year, the rest of our life. All our needs, troubles, and desires are seen and will be seen by him, and we will be kept guarded in dangers that we are sometimes not even aware of. Just as he sent his son to die in our place when we didn't even have the sense to ask him to do it. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious. Of course, if God is going to watch carefully everything that we say and do, we could be in big trouble. But his blessing continues by assuring us of his loving kindness as he watches over us. He does see all those things we have done in the past, which now bring us sorrow to remember. But he has already punished us for them when he punished Jesus as our substitute on the cross. And now his smiling face shines on us and warms us like the sun on a warm spring day. He is gracious. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. God does not simply watch. He also takes action. He took action when he made his face to shine upon us through the doing and dying of Jesus. And he takes action when he lifts up that smiling face and turns it toward us. Turns it toward us that we may know the peace which delivers from every fear, even if death lies just ahead on our pathway. As you know, God did not speak these words directly to the children of Israel. He gave them to Moses, who gave them to Aaron and to his sons, who then pronounced them upon the people. You see, it did not matter how many agents these words passed through. In the end, God says, "So they will put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them." Bless, keep, shine, be gracious, lift up, give peace. As wonderful as those words are, the most important word for our future is the name of the Lord, which was put upon us in baptism. That was when he washed away our sins and claimed us as his own child, putting his name upon us, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And this is the blessing that he would renew to us every time these words are pronounced. They will put my name on them. Now we can confidently turn our faces toward the future, not because we've chosen the name Emmanuel to put upon ourselves, but because he has put his name on us and said, "I will not leave you nor forsake you." The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 800.